Hello and welcome to the Echo Chamber podcast. My name is Tony Groves, and today we are back talking to Nadeem Hassan. And you will remember Nadeem because he was forced to go on hunger strike because he was told that he was going to be forced to leave Ireland, deported from Ireland, despite, you know, the work that he'd done as working throughout COVID as a frontline worker, and despite the dangers that face him if he was to be returned back to India. It was one of the most listened to podcasts we've done in recent times, but we've unfortunately, it didn't so far have a happy ending. And we have to now come back to Nadeem and ask Nadeem straight out. The last time we spoke, I asked you, Nadeem, I said, have you got assurances from the state that your deportation was going to be stopped and that you would, the process would end and there would be some sort of way to regularize or naturalize your residency in Ireland? And you thought at that time that you did, but it appears that you don't actually, Nadeem.
Yes, sir, because there is a two questions. One, before on September 23rd, when I was starting a protesting, that time I got a mail from TCHK office that TCHK is pursuing the issue to INIS. Then October, November, 2 months finished. Then after that, now everyone knows in Parliament, TCHK said that he is going to help me. That video is on Twitter. You also got that video. So my question is this. Department asked me. He have my level 5 also. Where I work, the certificates I given them. And now I have given the evidences that I have worked in hospitals.
And you've actually said, you've sent me the documentation show me the documentation as well.
Yes.
And
yes.
It shows that these things should have been done. Nadeem, I need to broaden this conversation for a moment because listeners need to understand. You in India, you're a member of the Communist Party of India, the CPI. They're, you know, I think they were established in the 60s there. They represent about 15% of the vote, even though India has the first past the post system and they don't get as many seats relative to the number of people who vote for them. But Nadeem, I got to ask you the hard question here. Your parents were killed for political activism. Can I ask you to tell me a little bit about that story, if that's okay with you?
Yeah. On 27th March 2018, we were sitting in my hall room. I was sitting in my hall room, and then the other political leader from BJP leaders come to our house, and they were too many. And they started abusing, where is Akbar Hussain, where is Akbar Hussain, like this. And then he pushed my father, and with a sword, again I'm saying.
A sword? Knife.
Yeah, knife, you can say the knife.
Yeah.
It is not a big one, the small, this one, like this. And he stuck in my father's body.
Oh God.
And then same, they gone to my mother. And then he struck the knife in my mother's stomach. And I was also unconscious. I also got the hair stitches here, which I showed to everyone.
So for listeners' benefit, Nadeem's parents were both stabbed, one in the chest and one in the stomach. And Nadeem himself was stabbed in the upper chest across and towards his shoulder blades.
This is also
also on his face. Yes, absolutely. Can I ask Nadeem, and I know this is, again, it's so if we can put this for the listeners' benefits, whereabouts in are we now in India when this happens, and what was the political situation like?
In Kolkata, it was happened on 27 March 2018. If you will go on Google also, you will find that.
I get that, but politically, you said you were CPI, but these were BJP. Yeah. What was the reason for this? What was it?
Because my father was a CPIM leader, and after that, CPM have a downfall. There is no leaders in power in CPIM now. There is not a single one.
But CPI now are still helping farmers. They're helping the peasant protests, as they're commonly called, and they're trying to still push.
There are hundreds of CPM leaders who have killed.
Nathan,
in 2021 also, they were killed. I'm talking about 2021. They were attacked.
Sorry, Martin. It's right to point that out. That even in 2021.
Yes. In 2021, they were attacked because protesting. They are from CPM. They have a right to protest. That is okay. But don't forget the leaders. Even UNO also, if you will see that clip, I will get you. When there was a UNO, there was Narendra Modi, there was everyone from India he was representing. America said already that we will blacklist it to India because for the religious purpose.
Nadim, can I ask, has there been any accountability for the deaths of your parents? Has anybody been held accountable? Have they gone on trial? Has anything happened?
No, nothing will happen because the media report next day media report said that this was a clashing and police is probing.
And nothing else will happen
Nothing, because in India, if a local councillor, local MLA can call the police station and say, okay, this is my person, don't touch. This happened, this is a very normal thing. It's not same like Ireland. I came Ireland for this reason, this is not same like India. The documentation, I want to tell you something. The documentation what I was submitted to the IPO, I have given to you all. Death certificate, hospital certificate, everything. I am a CPM political leader. Everything I have given that. Except that, I worked in level 5. I am a security officer working in a various hospital. That was only the point the department was asking me. I already given and I have an acknowledgement which I given to you, I think.
You've said it's seven emails you would send to them.
My position is not good. And the one thing is that this, now I have given everything and I'm waiting. But there are two questions. Can I ask the questions to everyone?
Please, go ahead, Nadim.
Taoiseach. I think Taoiseach represent Ireland. Prime Minister, he already promised in Parliament, again I'm saying in Parliament, that he is going to help me.
Every effort we can to try and help that person in the situation that they find themselves in.
Am I right?
Nadim, I've seen the video, and I know it was in response to questions by Deputy Paul Murphy as well. And again, I want to bring we were sure that we were you were assured the last time that we spoke. Well,
Murphy have told the evidence that if you will check that it will take a weeks. That's another matter. But I am again telling to the teacher. I am just pleading him that he told me in the Parliament to everyone that he is going to help me. So this is a time to help me. Please help.
And Nadim, you said there was another question.
And the second thing, there is the first one. I'm just pleading to the teacher. He promised me when I was in hunger strike in front in Parliament that he is going to help me. It's his time. Please help me. I have given the documentation also. And the second question is there is any humanity? So please free me now. Please.
Nadim,
can
I ask you, how is your health you were released from hospital?
My health, I was going 2 weeks after from hospital also in liquid. Doctor told me to take the liquid, but I didn't get. He given in the letter to take. He need a support from the social and anything, but nobody have given me any help. I have not taken any help from any social. I have not taken any help from any other, from my accommodation also. Nothing, no help I have taken.
Yeah, but Nadeem, you spoke about the fact that you were working throughout level five. You spoke about the fact that you wanted to go back and contribute as a taxpayer and as someone. Yes.
Still now I'm working.
Guys, just for your benefit, Nadeem right now has his work uniform on with his name tags around his waist, around his neck, and he's back at work and he's contributing despite everything that's gone on. And you've just heard of someone whose parents were murdered. You've heard of someone who has seen his fellow members of the political party that he was involved in were murdered as recently in the last year. And this is all available. There were protests recently supported by the CPI in India where clashes came out. Yeah. And we all know when they say clashes, it just usually means a police or military crackdown. But Nadeem, can I ask you personally, the last time we spoke, you said going home would mean death for you.
Yes. And I think everyone believe, even you also, because going back, just he refused me, and going back, I heard and I was unconscious. And this is the reason I have gone to the hunger strike. For what reason? Nobody want to harm himself. I think so. So what is my situation? I plead from the heart to the people of here. What was my situation? So I have to go to the hunger strike. And the department have asked me after that everything also. The documentation, it was very hard to manage. I managed, I given them, I have the acknowledgement also. And now please, I want to remember the teacher that he promised to help me. Please, this is a time to help me. Please help me. Free me now.
I think we all agree on that, Nadeem. It's time to ante up. It's time to fulfill the promises that they have made.
Because this is not on my, I am listening, not you are listening. This is the thing that is already in the social media that nobody can delete it.
I think trigger us if we can. To try and help that person in the situation that they find themselves in.
This word is from the teacher's mouth.
How is your family at home, Nadeem?
Nobody is in my home. If there is anyone, what I'm doing in here? No one is there.
You've no family there with you?
No, sir.
And do you have family left in India?
No.
No family. So Ireland is your home. It's the only home you have.
Yes.
And Irish people are your family.
Yes, sir.
I think it is definitely high time that the Taoiseach came through on his promises.
From the heart, I want to tell you only one thing. What crime I have done? What is my crime? Is this my crime that I believe here? If this is a crime that I believe to the Taoiseach, it is a time to, I believe, the Irish people. This is my crime. I am the security officer, sir. If there is any crime, how can I get this?
Yeah, there is no crime in fleeing certain death. There is no crime in that, Nadeem. And we know that in Ireland. That's why we take refugees, to prevent people being killed. Look, I don't want to go. Nadeem is getting very upset here. And I think it's quite unfair to push him even further, Tony.
I agree, but you know what? Actually, Nadeem is. I'm glad you're emotional. I'm emotional. I have to tell you. But I'm proud that you've been able to talk about your situation. I'm proud that you've been able to talk about how it happened. But I hope listeners understand that this really matters. This is his life we're talking about here. And it's not just a simple matter of, it is just a simple matter of, for certain politicians to get involved and honor the promises that were made. And that is all Nadeem is asking for. Honor the promises that were made. The man is going to work today. He's sitting right now in a direct provision center. And we have to understand that this is a cruel system that we don't support on this podcast. But these are people who want to make a life in Ireland. And I'm very, very proud to say that when Nadim speaks, I can hear the genuine heartbreak in you. And Nadim, I know you said about, and again, Martin's going to give out to me now for doing this, but you've been through a lot. That hunger strike, I remember you had to only eat fluids because your stomach, you had damaged yourself, obviously, when you had done it. Did you get much negative response from people? And I hate to be like that, but the truth is, was there much negative response from people? Because I know we were very supportive, but there might have been people on the other side who weren't as supportive.
Sir, I am just asking again to the who people have given a negative also, that one. I am only man, and I am begging. There is nothing to say like this, I like this, or do like this. I'm just a beggar. So this is time to fulfill the promise. Again and again I'm telling, because that promise was made by Taoiseach, not in alone. This promise was made by Taoiseach in Parliament. And you know, this is only for the time being of 2 days. If Taoiseach instruct to the Justice Department, it will take 1 day. Because I am in system. From first time to now, I'm telling that I am still in the system. And what department was asked me, I have given them also. And now, please, 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 Taoiseach, I beg you from my heart, please. Now, please, this is a time to fulfill the promise. Please, I am also human. That's it.
And you know, we are better than this, Tony. You know this. We are a better country than this. We don't have to re-traumatize Nadim.
I am in here because I believe in Ireland. That's the reason I am in here. I believe to the Irish people. That's the reason I am in here.
And Nadim, we believe in you. And that's the other thing.
Again and again, I'm saying, what is my crime?
Nadim, you don't look, honestly, I can see how upset you are, and I'm sorry to have pushed a little bit too hard today. But I think listeners will understand why this matters so much and why our system, for where people declare themselves, they look for asylum, and we don't need to be so cruel, and we don't need to make people suffer.
Sir,
as much.
I am a genuine refugee. Even that also, I have to go to the hunger strike. And after that also, when Taoiseach promised that he is going to help in the parliament, I thought everything is okay. But my reason is now, it is a 1 month. It is now 1 month and there is no result. What else I can do? You suggest me what else?
Yeah, there is. You are dependent on the whims of government at the moment, Nadim. And I really find it shocking that you're re-traumatized. I find it shocking that you come here. It really upsets me what's happening to you. And I know you're very upset.
Still now, I don't sleep, sir. See my eyes. Because why, you know? Because I don't know the results. But why you are not sending them? I don't understand.
Yeah, I understand. Nadim, look. We're not going to push you any further. Thank you so much for having this chat with us. We certainly hope that the Taoiseach and the departments involved will move quickly to regularise your situation and let you be an Irish person the same as the rest of us with all the same rights. I'm just so upset listening to it, Nadim. I'm very sorry that it has happened to you. Really am very sorry.
Sir, in this program, to please plead to the Taoiseach that please, this is a time to help me out. Please help me. And this is not the I am saying. This is the thing that already Taoiseach said himself in the Parliament.
Nadim, we are listening, and I think lots of our listeners are going to be very upset when they hear this. Thank you for telling us the situation. Thank you for telling us our story.
One.
Go ahead.
The last one I want to tell you, what more they want to do? Tell me, what more? What more I can? I can, if they want anything, what more I can do? Please help me, sir. Please help.
We're trying to help, Nadeem, and I'm sure people will listen, will try to help. We'll let you go now, and we will talk to you very soon. We will stay in touch, and I hope to, and just so people know, Nadeem, the documentation, he has provided it. I know he's provided it because he sent it to me and I've seen it with my own eyes as well. Nadeem Hassan, we are supporting what you're trying to do. We're sorry you've had to go through this, but we please, let's get this resolved as quickly as possible.
I'm pleading to the teacher. Please, this is time to help me.
Okay. Nadeem, thanks very much.
Thanks, Nadeem. I find that really upsetting, Tony. I just find it really upsetting. You just see somebody who's so struggling and the state is letting them down. And I know that it's repeated hundreds of times.
And I suppose that's why I asked some of the questions that I know you were saying to me, you know, let's not go there. But I think it's important we understand in the context, as you said, Martin, this is happening to hundreds of people. It's dehumanizing. It's we delegitimize them and we actually categorize them as less than and unless they prove these things. We spoke to Shamim about it on the Sunday show about how, you know, one Afghan child was given, like, was it something like 16 interviews because they thought you look over 18. You know, I mean, like, this is the sort of stuff that we're doing that's needlessly cruel.
And I hate re-traumatizing people. I really do hate it. I hate having to have people to tell their story again. But in Nadeem's situation, what other way can he get through, Tony?
Martin, he showed us the scars on the, because I know this is a podcast, you guys are listening, but he showed us the scars. He's sitting there in his work uniform with his lanyard on and his name badge on, working in security, and he's pointing at scars on his body and he's telling us how his parents
crying about it, Tony, and crying about how his parents were murdered. It's unnecessarily cruel is what it is. It's unnecessarily cruel and we can do a lot better.
A lot better by people who arrive here and people who just people are people. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. By dint of birth, we happen to be lucky enough to get up and
by longitude and latitude, just complete coincidence where you're born at, Tony. That's all. That's your level of freedom is determined by that.
Yeah,
and he has moved to this longitude and latitude, and we should show him the respect that he deserves. I really think so.
Yeah, as look, I hope you appreciate that. If you can, please do actually tweet, email, tag, let the department know, let the Taoiseach's office know, let them know that, you know, this isn't happening in our names. It's not, Martin. We need to do better. Roderick O'Gorman is bringing forward his plans to end direct provision. This needs to be accelerated. All of these things, because these stories, as you point out, it's not just Nadeem. It's by a factor of 100, if not 1,000, where we have these people in these. And there are brilliant human rights lawyers out there doing terrific work, but it's so hard to navigate these things. And you can hear the difficulties Nadeem has as a non-native English speaker trying to put his case across. It's very hard for people who don't even have any English. They don't have any situation where they can do that. So we have to do these things better. It's just very frustrating. And I agree with you, Martin. It was upsetting. I know I was a little teary-eyed, but he was really,
I know. Look, we can do better. And we know we can do better. We'll leave it there, Tony. You'll put up the links so that people can read the stuff.
I will indeed. And can everybody again, you know, hey, I'm not doing a big Patreon shout out. Can you all just try and help end direct provision, end this cruel system, and help Nadeem get sorted, and make sure that it ends with Nadeem in terms of the level of people having to go on hunger strike. We cannot have that in our country. It should not be what happens as we go along. Thanks for listening, and we will be back in your feed soon. We've a few good things coming this week, actually, Martin. We're going back to Gaza. Can't wait. Can't wait. Yeah,
back to Gaza and a few other things as well. We're revisiting Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to you soon, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Tony and Martin. Martin and Tony. Speaking to interesting people only. It's the Echo Chamber Podcast. Subscribe now on Patreon.